Greetings and blessings to you, listeners. My name is Sunshine Trisiter, and I am bringing you the Pagan Perspectives podcast. I am journeying around the world, and as I do, I am calling together the voices of the pagan community. So make yourself a cup of tea and come and join us for an inspirational sharing of pagan voices.
Space and time.
Good day, listeners. I am here in Avalon in Glastonbury, and I am sitting in the Goddess House. We are in the Bamba Room, and I have a dear sister, Elsa Field, with me. Elsa, welcome.
Thank you. So lovely to be here.
It's so good to have your voice, your sacred voice, here with us. Elsa, before we get started on your path of finding your voice and helping others find their voice, I'm going to ask you to call in the sacred container for our conversation.
Sure. So this is work that we do here in all of the goddess spaces here in Avalon, which is how we begin each day in the goddess house. In fact, the receptionist has that devotional role. So here we are in the Bamba room of the goddess house. This is the room dedicated to Mother Earth and the Goddess of Earth, she who is Gaia, Bamba, Eartha, and all her many names and faces. So in the Avalonian goddess wheel, we actually have eight directions that we call to. But just for now, we will focus on the four elements and the four elemental directions and call this into this sacred space, for everything is a sacred space, is a space dedicated to Goddess, to she who is the cosmic mother of the universe. We use the air in the north, the fire in the east, the water in the south, and the earth in the west. So beginning with the north, we call to the goddess of air, she who is crone woman, stone woman, bone woman. We call to our ancestral lines running back through so many generations. We call to all of the wise women who have come before us, bringing their knowledge to this earth. And we call to the goddess Danu, she who is the ancient one who stands at the gateway, at the pause between death and rebirth. We call to the goddess of air to blow through all of the cobwebs that we find come in and shield us from our intuition, from our discernment, from our insight, from our goddess wisdom. We breathe in this air wisdom. Hail and welcome, goddess of air.
Hail and welcome.
And turning to the east, we call to the goddess of fire, of creativity, passion, the kindling that sparks the creation of all things in her world. We call to Arthur, goddess of this direction, and Eostra, Ostara, goddesses of fire, of the quickening, of the greening, of the beginning, of growth, of all of our ideas, plans, visions, dreamings. We breathe your energies in. Hail and welcome, goddesses of fire.
Hail and welcome.
And turning to the south, we call to you, goddess of water, the aquamarine, blue-green, clear, vibrant vibration of water that runs through all of the rivers, streams, oceans of this planet. We call to our own bodies of water, our own bodies that are so much made of this element. We call to the goddess Domnu, mother of the oceans, that she can assist us in breathing in to the flow of our emotional bodies, accepting and honoring all that we are. We breathe you in. Hail and welcome, goddess of water.
Hail and welcome.
And turning finally to the west, we call to you, goddess of the earth, of the rich, dark earth of this land where we sit here in the sacred land of Avalon. We call to the goddess of physicality, of sensuality, of embodiment, of earthing and grounding our visions in the world to assist us in coming more and more into that embodied presence every day. We breathe your energies in. We honor you, woman of the wild places, of all of the beautiful lands of this planet. Hail and welcome, goddess of earth.
Hail and welcome.
And turning to the center, the sacred space in between the ether, the cosmic star mother that holds us all, and the lady of Avalon that holds us here in her heart, here in the heart chakra of Mother Gaia. Hail and welcome, lady of Avalon.
Hail and welcome.
And blessed be.
Blessed be. And here we are in sacred space, sister.
Yes, indeed.
My sister who sings of such devotional songs that lifts our hearts and gives us wings to fly into the heart of the goddess.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, this is how I see you. So let's tell our listeners a bit about who you are and how you came to find your voice.
Sure. So I, like many of you listening, have always loved to sing. I was always, you know, singing at school, singing in choirs, and I had really beautiful, encouraging help from my parents in that regard. And I was also from a musical family. My family are all very musical. And from a very young age, I kind of was interested in spirituality, but I had a Christian upbringing. And so my early experiences of that were very much not in alignment with what calls to my soul. And so really I had a pathway of kind of rejecting spirituality for quite a few years, and then just gradually discovered through doing, you know, loads of classical music, through training in classical singing, through singing in choirs around the world. And at university, I was in different a cappella groups and things like this. So I did different styles of singing. And I gradually just got more and more community focused. And where I was living at the time in Oxford, there's an amazing folk scene of folk singing. And that is really devotional singing for the lands of those people. And I just became totally obsessed with folk singing and folk songs and learning the songs of our ancestors here in this land. And so that was kind of my path to really find new facets of my voice that weren't so controlled, that weren't kind of fitting in with what I felt other people wanted to hear from me. And that's not to knock all of the training that I had, because it's given me a certain ability to just reach places in my voice. Like, the technique is an invaluable tool, but the freedom of folk singing is just also incredible. And then through that path, I kind of began to hear the voice of the earth, really. So she would come to me when I was out on walks, when I was in really deep and painful places emotionally. I would just begin to use my voice as a tool for really channeling how I was feeling and bringing it into the world, for expressing my emotions freely. And I came to Glastonbury kind of by chance when I was passing through, and came into the Goddess Temple, and I heard a track by Jennifer Berezin that gets played a lot in the Goddess Temple. It's a really beautiful piece called Returning. And that was the first time I'd really heard goddess devotional music, and it just totally blew my heart open in such a way that I was just amazed that actually your voice can be such a channel for the divine, but in such a free and open way, because that is how I see goddess. She is everything, she is everywhere, there is no separation. So for me, when I sing, it is really coming back into that space of non-separation, of goddess embodiment, if you will. And that was how I began my journey of using my voice for goddess. And I had amazing support and encouragement from the people around me in this beautiful temple community. And it's just grown from there, really.
Beautiful. Can you sing a little something for us right now? Just to give our listeners a taste of that nectar.
Sure, yeah. I can sing a chant that I wrote for the goddess of water, who in our lineage is a really amazing resource for emotional release. That's one of her medicines. So this is a chant that I wrote for the goddess of water. I lift my voice to the falling rain. I lift my voice to her rolling waves. And as I come to her healing waters, I find my strength within again. O goddess, wash away my pain. O goddess, wash away my shame. And as I come to your healing waters, I find my strength within again.
Okay, so I have tears in my eyes. I've got chills running up my spine. I know that I have goosebumps. I feel water surrounding me and holding me in the womb of the Great Mother. Wow. You have such gift to share. And when you channel songs like that and share them with others and you're singing them in a circle together, what does that feel like for you?
Well, it becomes something that is greater than any of us.
Mm.
I think really what I feel with the songs that come through for me, which are sometimes complicated, but most of the time they come through as quite simple chants like that one, which again is kind of that folk lineage that I'm kind of coming from, is that people instantly make them their own and they instantly find harmonies and they find ways of expressing that I wouldn't have thought of. And so I love teaching in circle where we can slowly build up to this point of expression that's kind of like a choir, but within that everyone is finding their unique voice. So mm. it's a beautiful mixture of the two. And that's where the unity and diversity idea, again, that, you know, we know Goddess has many faces, but she's also the one, that really comes in for me.
Mm.
So it's always a really beautiful experience. And, you know, at the beginning of sharing songs, I was a little bit nervous, but now I've really lost most of that inhibition and I just love to share. And sometimes people love the songs and sometimes they forget them within 10 seconds, but, you know, at least I've shared.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Can you tell us a bit about how you prepare yourself? What kind of personal rituals that you do in order to be open to this bubbling spring of inspiration?
Mm, yeah, this is a really fascinating topic for me. And it's something that I'm kind of always developing, I think.
Mm.
So I think from, and this is actually something that I love teaching as well. So from the kind of classical singing world, there are certain warm-up, you know, exercises that you do, which are amazing for opening that channel. That's not the way that it's maybe discussed in that language, but it really is opening up the throat chakra. That's the key. But in order to do that, you need to open your other centers as well. Mm-hmm. Especially, it's that connection between your root chakra and the earth and your crown chakra and the stars and the cosmos.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the connection of those two energies that's always so important for sacred work for me, not just singing, but if I'm ever doing priestess work. So that's a key practice for me, is opening my chakras and expressing any blocked energies that are coming up there. And there are different exercises that I do which have been inspired by different teachers. So I work a lot within the lineage of the Priestess of Avalon training, but also from the work of Chong Fu, who's an amazing teacher here in Glastonbury, who's channeled by my dear friend Sally Pullinger, who's also an incredible priestess musician. So I use the Chong Fu practices as well a lot, and I kind of blend the two in my own special way. And so it's that combination of opening the centers, but also really connecting with the earth and the cosmos, and then having a personal calling in practice of calling in the aspects of the divine that I'm feeling most connected to, which do shift day by day. And especially with the changing of the seasons, you know, the seasonal wheel that I know that we both follow. And because I'm a priestess dedicated to the Lady of Avalon, I do always call in the Lady of Avalon and call in especially her healing light, because light is so full of vibration. So calling in that violet light of healing into my body, into my throat, is really key for me to really open and expand. And it's also all with that, it's connected with the breath and how I use breath work and the deepening of the breath before I prepare for different situations. So yeah, there's a few things that I do that I weave into an embodied practice in that way.
Is this a daily practice for you?
Yeah, I would say so. It's almost automatic because it's just a part of me preparing to enter existence every day. But I do definitely have a kind of within that a daily framework of doing this at my altar and of grounding in my own sacred space at home. And if I'm away from home, it can just be going outside and being with a tree or with a plant or whatever it is that's connecting me to her. But yeah, it's a daily practice, but it's also throughout the day, especially if I know I'm going into situations where I really need that, I'll repeat some of the same things. And sometimes it's longer practices, sometimes it's a really quick thing. But yeah.
Great Mother Earth, we
I find that singing is an amazing offering. Singing a song is an amazing offering to give to the earth, the elemental spirits, to the river, to the mountains. And then singing also brings us together so beautifully in ritual when we bring songs in and everybody can join in. It really raises the energy. Can you speak to that about making offerings and then raising energy together?
Yeah, I think this is a really key part of most of the goddess rituals that we do here in Avalon, is a raising of energy in some way. Yeah, I think it's a balance for me of not wanting to be too much of a teacher kind of role in that scenario. Yeah, because some people are more confident at singing than others. And so I just find doing call and response is just always the one for me, you know. But there's always a point where you want to let go of that framework and allow people to go into that void where they're not so supported by the leader of the song. And that is really the magical point at which energy can begin to build, when people aren't focusing so much on remembering the words or whatever it is, but they have that independence of singing by themselves, which for some people comes attached with a lot of childhood wounding around being told, you know, they don't have a very good voice or they can't sing in tune or whatever it is. So I think it is just letting go of that, because that's the beauty of the kind of songs and chants that we create for goddess spaces, is they're super simple, and it's not about how you sound or, you know, how well in tune you are. It's about the act of opening your voice and connecting with others in that sacred realm of the vibration of sound.
Mm-hmm.
So once that begins, it kind of naturally grows. And of course there are things you can do to assist it, like having really strong drum beats, and there is musicianship that can really assist with that. You know, mm-hmm. there are some amazing drummers here in Glastonbury that totally assist with that in the ceremonies we do here. And so it's not to deny that skill and musicianship are awesome things, but also that giving people the independence to go with their own flow is the key for me of feeling there's a build there of energy.
Mm-hmm. And when we get lost in the trance of singing.
Totally, yeah. And there's this huge, you know, people like David Premel and Mitten, that they're doing this incredible, bringing that mantra back to the people of, yeah, this ancient practice, which I do believe has always happened all over the world. Like it is an Eastern lineage that they're picking up on, but the kind of chants that I create, I try and create them almost like mantras a lot of the time, because that is the beautiful place that I want to bring people to, is the altered state, the state of divine connection, basically, of trance or whatever you would call it, where messages from the divine really come through and where we can connect on a really soul level. So although I really love writing longer, more complex devotional songs in the group work, that chant mantra work is really my favorite.
I know that in my healing and priestess work, that when people are having a hard time, that if I sing for them and just give them that their space to talk to spirit, to dig a hole and talk to the earth, or hang on to a tree and talk to the tree while I'm singing for them, that holds this container around them that's like a womb that allows them to be freely open with their expression, their prayer, their invocation.
Yeah, I mean, it's totally key for me in the sound healing work that I do one-to-one with people, is providing that container with which they can make sound, they can vibrate their sound body. I think yeah, basically sound is as you said, it's creating that container, it's creating a circle of a vibration that's assistive to all of the energy moving through the body. It's totally crucial. And I mean, I do a lot of movement medicine kind of work as well, but a lot of the time what I struggle with is when movement teachers don't connect the voice with movement, because I think the two just have to go together in order for, you know, full total embodiment of everything that's possible in that moment to be expressed. So yeah, totally agree with you on that one.
So let's talk about, you have a project going on with your partner. Can you tell our listeners about this?
Yeah, sure. So my partner, Jerome Zaran, is an incredible sacred musician. For many, many years, he's been training with the goddess and with other deities to bring through his own unique sacred sound. And so together we create goddess devotional music, and especially soundscapes for creating temple space in your own home or in your center or wherever you're living and working, but really creating that sacred space for people wherever they are. So we create a lot of music together, and we're always developing new things. At the moment we're developing a new membership scheme for people who want to connect in more deeply with the healing power of sound, where we'll be offering monthly sound healing live streams for people. So that is really exciting and in the works. But to connect with that, you just have to look on my website and you'll see the creations that we make together, which, you know, I just have to honor Jerome, because he is an incredible music producer, and everything that he does is so connected to the divine and so sacred. It's so inspirational for me to work with him. It feels, you know, like a huge privilege. But also what we're creating together organically is this divine feminine masculine creation that's growing into its own devotional space right now. So do check out those offerings.
And how do our listeners find those?
Yeah, so you can just go to my website, which is elsafield.co.uk, or you can find me on Facebook. I'm Elsa Field Music for Goddess.
Beautiful. And tell us a bit about your devotional offerings to the Goddess Temple here in this Isle of Avalon, otherwise known as Glastonbury.
Yeah, sure. So it's my joy to daily serve her temple in lots of different ways, connecting with the global goddess community. And so within that, I'm offering devotional music for ceremonies and rituals. So yeah, I basically just blend in, I weave different musical offerings in with my sister priestesses and brother priests. So yeah, it's a daily devotional practice.
I bow to your devotion to the goddess.
I bow to your devotion, Sunshine. Thank you so much.
I'm so grateful that our devotion has woven us together in these paths of life.
Totally.
So can you share a bit for our listeners, for those who, like for myself, when I was a child and I would sing, I remember my mother telling me, oh, you can't sing. And that was a trigger for me. You know, a wee bit of trauma, so that when people ask me to sing, I'm like, oh, I don't really want to do that. So what kind of advice can you give to our listeners, our family, our brothers and sisters, and all those in between? How can we help each other find our voice?
Because I think that the voice is so many things, you know. We use our voices in so many ways. So there's the question of the singing voice, but there's also how that kind of relationship with the voice that begins early in terms of people being told, oh, you can't sing or whatever it is, and how that then impacts their communication with the world in other senses.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do believe that in the past, in our ancestral lineage, we have ancestral memory of being in ritual and singing all together so much. So it is our birthright in that sense. And so I think for people who are really wondering how they can open and expand new areas of their voice, I think the kind of chakra development work that I was talking about is really great. So doing any kind of meditation really that brings you into your body and awareness of your body. So for me, that journey began ages and ages ago when I first started doing mindfulness meditations. So it can be, it doesn't have to be a particular meditation, but more just really getting into your body. And from that, that gives you the confidence to begin to experiment with your voice and just make sound. So many people tell me, oh, I've just had such a rubbish day, or so-and-so's had this session on me, or whatever it is. They're really angry or annoyed. And it's like, just make sound. Make the sound of how that makes you feel. And it doesn't have to be a super loud sound. It can be a speech level sound, you know, just making those sounds of all of the emotions, of the facets of your emotions, or just going out on a walk and experimenting with making those sounds is really great to begin to open up the voice. And then once you're there, I think the kind of mantra and chant meditation music that we've talked about throughout this, so whether it be the kind of goddess path that I offer or any other musician is offering, those kinds of gateways into finding your voice are so brilliant because they give you so much scope for exploration as well as a framework for just beginning to learn melodies and get comfortable in that. So that's what I would say are some really great pathways.
Mm-hmm. Do you have CDs available?
I do. So the music that I create with my partner, our Avalon Sacred Sounds kind of umbrella, all of that is available on my website as digital downloads. If you're here in Glastonbury, we have physical CDs as well in the Goddess Temple shop. But yeah, all of it's available online primarily. And there's also a few things on Spotify. I kind of like spread my offerings in through different platforms. So there's a variety of things. In particular, we just created this beautiful soundscape, which is for that root chakra healing that I was talking about before. So this is a soundscape which is really all about encouraging you to sound the vibration of your root center, to really connect with the energy of the earth, with that rich resource for replenishment and nourishment that comes with opening, expanding the root center and connecting to that raw creative power. So yeah, that's a new offering that I've just put out there on my website that's by Jerome and I.
Thank you so much for joining me here in this amazing sacred space. We have images of the goddess surrounding us. Mm. We are together exploring these vibrations of how sound moves through us. And I really want to thank you so much for your inspiration that you're sharing right now.
Oh, thank you, Sunshine, for your beauty and shining your light in this world.
Mm. Would you like to open up our container now?
Sure. So resettling into the body, taking some deep breaths. And we give great thanks to all of the goddess presence that is here with us always, that assists us in lifting up and bringing our gifts into the world. We give thanks to the goddesses of all the directions, and we give thanks to the Lady of Avalon, goddess of the center, here in this sacred land, for holding us in this sacred container, for goddess light radiating into the world. We breathe these energies in. Hail and bide well in your temple, goddesses of this land.
Hail and farewell.
And blessed be.
Blessed be. Do you have a song to leave us with?
Ooh. Yeah, I can think of one. Which one would be good to sing? So I will just sing this beautiful devotional chant, which was written by Sally Pullinger, which is honouring the Lady of Avalon, Nolava, goddess of this sacred land. Lady of Avalon, Lady, I love you. No lover, no lover, bless me with your love. Lady of Avalon, Lady, I love you. Lady of Avalon, Lady, I love you. No lover, no lover, bless me with your love.
Thank you, beautiful sister. May your voice be amplified. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Sun goddess, shine on me. Sun goddess, shine on me. In my dark night, shine your rays of love, shine your love light on me. Sun goddess, shine your love on me. Deep inside of me, your love light fire burns, burning deep in my core and awakening in your radiance. And though I try to resist, I can't help the pull of your love. You are the fire in me, the fire. Fire that set the world into sun goddess, shine on me. Sun goddess, shine on me. As my soul ignites, light your flame. Shine your love on me. Deep inside of me, your love light fire flame. inspire me to bring love into me. And with every breath that I take, my body wants to rise. You are the heat in me, the heat in you, the heat that sets the world into sun. Goddess, shine on me. Sun, Goddess, shine on me. In my dark